Halloween, Samhain, it's a time that the veils between the worlds are at their thinnest. So if you want to tap into that energy, there's a very simple do-it-yourself seance. And I know there's a lot of really old-time witches out there going, Fiona, what are you giving the
secret money, away?
This information for? You're giving all the secrets away. But I'm going to tell you, it's very simple and it works. You need 9 candles. 9 because 9 is the number of multiplicity. It means it magnifies your effort. So 9 candles, whether they're white, black, pink, red, yellow, I don't care. Whatever it is, 9 candles in a circle. Circle is completion. Circle is a shape that embraces and extends the whole. And then if you, basically this seance is to connect with someone you love who has passed on. So you need an object or an item of theirs, like whether it's a photograph, whether it's an item of clothing, or even a little bit more darkly, but if they passed over and you maybe have some of the dirt where they're buried or the dirt where they died, you have that material within the circle. And you only have within the circle people who are aligned with the intent of communicating with the dearly departed ones. So no tourists, no one that doubts it, only the people that care and the people that believe. Because at the end of the day, magic is created and expresses itself through us. So we have to believe in order for it to be. So 9 candles, some material, soil, item of clothing, whatever, not just a photograph. It's better to have something that's of the earth or something that they wore or something that's physically connected with them that they are emotionally tied to. Place that within the circle and then sit within the circle with the people who believe and care. And then just talk to them. Because everyone thinks, oh, when you talk to spirits and ghosts, you have to kind of go, oh, you know, lordly beings of the other realms. It's not true. These people lived on the earth. They talked to you and I as we are talking now. So just talk to them. How you doing?
Could one negative person in the group screw things up?
Yes, I believe that is the case.
Yeah, me too.
Because magic, intention, acts of, I mean, it's like anything. You know, George, you can make it really simple. If you're in a cooking class and you're making chocolate cake and someone comes in and throws, you know, a cup of vanilla flavoring into the chocolate cake, they ruin it.
Right.
That's how simple it is. Magic is very practical. So it all works with intention. So if you're doing a seance and you have a circle of 9 candles and you're wanting to communicate, say, with your grandmother, your past grandmother or a family member or a dear friend or even a historical figure, but that's a little bit harder because at the end of the day, you will communicate better with the people you had an emotional connection with because energy, emotion, that doesn't disappear when our physical body dies. And like Einstein said, it, energy isn't destroyed. It just changes, but it never goes away. So if you have that close group of people who really care, and if there's one thing, you know, if you're going to do on this Halloween, other than dressing up and having fun and, you know, going and trick and treat and all that, you might have a spiritual moment where you may consider a member of your family who has passed on, who contributed in really profound ways to your life, i.e. they may have even given birth to you or whatever, and you do a ritual to honour them and maybe to ask them to communicate with you. With other people that feel as, you know, emotionally connected as you do, then expect an answer because it will come.